Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, we have the halacha. Shabbos, Perek Chav Hei, halacha Chav Beis. Straw that's on a bed, you shouldn't shake it over his hand, but he can shake it over his body. And if it was a food for behemoth, it's mutter to be metatlet, so too it was on it, a pillow or a blanket. Chetz, when it's not a shake over his hand, because it becomes like as if he slept on it before Yom. Someone brings in a box of dirt in his house. If you put a corner for it, if Shabbos is allowed to move it on Shabbos, he can do whatever he wants with it. Our Chayim Simashin Yen Al Sif Ches says, tiltle from the side for something that's mutter is mutter. Therefore, radishes they put in the ground and some of the leaves are exposed and it didn't take root, and he also didn't have a mind to plant it. He could take it, even though while moving it, he's moving the dirt from his place. And even though he's moisiv because of the dirt, the wetness of the ground, it's mutter. The Mos says, even if you put it in with yom to be there for all Shabbos, because by Eichel, we don't say basa davrasa. And the Rechabba says, tiltu begufa, even the tzarek davrasa is mutter. Therefore, straw that's on the bed, that stum is mutter, he puts it for burning, he can shake it with his body. If you put it on with yom, or a blanket or a pillow, he could shake it even with his hand because he was making it to sleep on it, and so too if he had mind to sleep on it, says the Ramah. The Ramam Shabbos Perik Chavav Halacha Yudbei says, a shoe that's on a form, you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. A press of Balabat, a regular Balabas, is you're allowed to open it up, but not, you can't put it on. And of laundromats, you can't touch because it's Muxar Chazan Kis. So two strands of wool, you're allowed to metal because it's Makbar, and then therefore, if he was Meyachat Fatash, which is Mutter. And skins, you're allowed to be metal whether they're a Balabas or a professional because it's not Makbar on them. Shechnar Chachayim Simashin Beis Siv Dalit says, a Machbesh, which is a kale that you press for God after you launder it, and it's two boards, one on top of the other, and the begadim are in between. If it's all a vice, you're allowed to open it up to take from them the begadim to Tzarek Shabbos. If it's a professional, it's also because it's very tightly tied, and opening it up is daima to steer it. Shabbos, Perek Chafei Halach Yidah, the Ram says two things. One is also to be metatl, and one is mutter to be metatl. And they're close to each other, or one on top of the other, or one inside the other. One of them is being metatl, the other one. If he needed the thing that's mutter to be metatl, he's allowed to be metatl, even though the davar also becomes carried with him. If he needs the thing to be metatl, the davar also, he should not be metatl with the davar hamutter. The Ramam Shabbos Perek Chafei Halacha Tes Vav says, how is it, for instance, you have a dried fig or date that was hidden in straw or a kichel that was inside coals. He can stab it with a thimble or a needle and takes them, even though the straw and the coals get shaken on Shabbos or Shas and Tila. So to a turnip, the radishes that were tumbling in the dirt and some of the leaves are exposed, he can make them fall on Shabbos with their leaves, even though the dust gets shaken off. But if it was a bread or a child on top of the stone or on top of a board, it should not be on top of the stone or the board with the child or with the tinning that's on it, and so to anything they like. Our Chayim Simashin Yeral Sivches says, Tiltum Ratzad that Tzertav Amutte is Mutter, therefore radish they put into the ground and some of the leaves are exposed and didn't take root. He also didn't have a mind to plant it. He could take it even though by moving it, he's moving the dirt from his place. And even though he's moist because of it, some dirt, some wetness, the ground is Mutter. The Ramah says, even if you left the Vadirim to be there the whole Shabbos, that there's no Eichon Bas and Davar Asa. Tiltle Begufa, even the Tzarek Davar Asa is Mutter. Therefore, the straw that's on a bed, that stum is Muktzal Asaka for burning, he can shake with his body. You put it on a Vadirim, a pillow, a blanket, he can shake it off, even with his hand, because he's making Vadirim to sleep on it. And the Ramah says, even if he thought to sleep on it. The Rambam, Shabbos Perek Chafal V'Lach HaChaf says, someone needs to grind spices, pepper, chitzim, to put into food on Shabbos, he can crush it with a hand or with a knife or with a plate, but not with a grinder. It's chayav al tzeichin. Therefore, a healthy person is not allowed to be healed on Shabbos because he might come to grind spices for medicine. Our chayim simon shim chafal of siv zayim. You're allowed to crush palpalim, peppers, even a lot together, as long as it uses the handle of the knife or a plate. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tes Vav Alach Chav Beis says, someone takes off a thorn so people away a thorn so people shouldn't get hurt. If it's a shisram, he can take it less than 4 amas. If it was an akamas, he takes a kedaka, even 100 amas. And so to a mace that smells and it's nizbaza too much, and shchin can't withstand it, they take it out from shisyacha to kamas. When someone who goes to bathe in the sea, when he comes up, he has to dry himself very well because he might carry the water that's on him 4 amas in the kamas. The Shechnar Harachayim Simshim Chavav Sif Zion says, someone who bathes in the river has to be drying his body very well when he comes up from the river, because he shouldn't leave the water that's on him and come to carry it 4 hours in the kamas. Because someone who comes up from Rechitza, there's a lot of water on his body. But someone goes in Shasrav and there's rain on his head or on his clothing, they weren't makpid on it. Shabbos perik chafal v'alach beis. Someone is mashvagum, as he straightens out holes, is chayv al tzchirish. Therefore, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a field that's plowed on Shabbos, because he might come to even out the holes. Someone is removing a storage on Shabbos because he needs for the mitzvah, for instance, to bring in a guest or two. People should be able to sit and learn there. He should not finish the whole storage because he might have to even out the holes. Mud that's on his foot, he wipes it in the wall or on a board, but not in the ground because he might come to even out the pits. He should not spit in the karka and spread and wipe it down with his foot because he might come to even out the hole. And he allowed to step on a spit that's on the ground and he can walk with fitumai. Arachaim Simshin Be'Sivov says, tit that's on his foot or on his shoes, he's allowed to wipe it in the wall, but not on the ground, because he might come to even out the holes. Some ask even on the wall, and the Ramah says some are matan both. Who are then that you're allowed to take it off a little bit by little bit? The Rambam Shabbos Perek Yitzayin Lach Yitzayin says if there's an opening, a breakage of opening from the side towards the top, if it was left over closed on top of the pas, that's 4 tvachim wide, is mutter. So as long as the pits is not more than 10 tvachim. If it wasn't left from the pass for tvachim tzasa, unless the pirtz was less than 3 tvachim, because anything less than 3 tvachim is considered loved. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Shin Samach Esiv Hei says, even though you're allowed to use underneath the wall, a roof, a person should not sit on the top of the wall with something in his hand, because the chafetz might roll from his hand to Shusram, they'll bring it back to him. Since there's no hecker between him and the Shusram, but on the Pesach Chatz is mutter, whether it's Pesuch Shusram or Pesuch Tekamas, because there is a hecker. You're not allowed to roll a barrel on the ground. Since it's heavy, it might come to even out holes and subsecration. The Rambam in Shabbos Perichov Beis, Alacha Tezvov says, someone who does laundry is Chayvatz Malabin. Someone squeezes a clothing out, Chayvatz Machabas laundry. Therefore, it is usser to press from a talus or a meich chitzvan on the opening of a shisha, a lantern chitzvan, to seal it, because it might come to eskita. You're not allowed to wipe with a sponge unless there has a handle, shouldn't come to squeeze. You don't cover up a chavis full of water chitzvan with a beggar that's not prepared for it, because it might come to squeeze it. Says the Ravid, the Tzarfatim, explained this way. He doesn't like it, because if it has a basic chitzvan, what does it help? You can't wipe it without squeezing. And I say, since it has vizachiza, it's like a sluchiz, it's full of water, it's emptying out water, but when it doesn't have vizachiza, then it's like a beggar, then you're not allowed to squeeze it. Arachayim sim shin chaf sif tez zayin. You're not allowed to squeeze out cotton on a pach, on the opening of a pitcher. It has mashkin because you come to schita. The Rambam Shabbos perik chaf beis, alach yud zayin, teeth that mud that's on his clothing, he can rub it off from the inside, and it can't rub it off from the outside, because it might launder. You're allowed to scratch it off with a fingernail, doesn't have to worry, they might be malavim. Someone's bechaschas, a kerchief is also because he's malavim, but a shirt is mutter, because his kavanah is not only to soften it. Says the rabbi, he makes a mistake, because whether it's a sudder or a chalak, it's mutter, and that's how the rift paskins. Arachayim simon shin beis sif zayin, mud that's on his beged, you can rub it out from the inside, because it's not mukhach that he's doing it to malavim. Not on the outside, because it's dumb to whitening it. And you can scratch off with a fingernail, and some explain that it's dafke if it's wet, but dry, it's also because then he's toichin. Dafkufim alaf amid beis. Shabbos peyach haveiz, alach yudches, says, a shoe or a sandal that got dirty with tit or with soya, you're allowed to rinse it off with water, but wash it is also. So too, you're not allowed to scratch off not shoes, not some new sandals, but you can smear it and you can wipe off the old ones. Pillow or blanket that had soya or any other tinuf, he can clean it up with a shmata. And if it was from a skin, he can put water on it till it goes off. And the Ravid says he's made a mistake in this one also. You smear it, mekanchen as a lime, someone whose hand got dirty with it. Shechlach Archaim Simashim Bei Sivches, you don't scratch off with a knife or a fingernail a shoe, whether it's new or old, because he's peeling from the skin and it's considered memachek. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel Alach Yud says, ma'abe tannings from the Avos Melachos, and someone softens skin with oil the way the tanners do, that is ma'abe din chayav. Therefore, a person should not smear his foot with oil when it's inside the shoe or inside new shoes. But he can smear his foot with oil and then put on a shoe or sandal, even though it's new. He can smear his whole body with oil and he can roll on a brand new leather tablecloth, and it's not choshi. When the Vesed is, when the oil was little, It's just that he's polishing the skin alone. But if it was in his flesh, so much skin that the skin, the leather will become soft. That's also because he's ma'abed. And that's all by new ones. But old ones, it's more time. Arachayim Simshim Chaf Zion Sif Dalet says, should not smear his foot with oil if it's in the shoe or a sandal. It's new because the skin, the leather becomes soft and it's similar to ibud. But he's not smear his foot and put it inside a shoe, smear his whole body and wrap and roll on his skin. As long as there isn't on the oil that's rubbed on his body, a shear to tan it. Even if there is enough to smear it, as mutter, as long as it shouldn't have kavona, even to polish it. Shabbos perikites halacha tezvav. Someone has in his foot a wound, he can go out with a single sandal with his healthy foot. But if there isn't on his foot a wound, he should not go out with a single sandal because then he'll take it off. People make fun of him. A child should not go out with a shoe of a gadol, but he can go out with a big shirt. A woman cannot go out with a loose shoe, not with a new shoe that she never went out an hour before Shabbos. And a limping person cannot go out with his prosthesis. The clowns of wood, you can't go out with them on Shabbos because they're not their malbush, and if they went out, they're potter. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Shin Aleph Siv Zion says, whoever goes out with something that's not attached to it, and it's not their malbush, they took it out, their shagil lahoitzi, that thing is chayv. And any tasha which is loose, that you can easily come off, not go out with it, and run out of his potter. A woman should not go with tachshit that she usually takes off to show them off. And the Ramah says, see later, Simon Shin Gimel Sifit Ches, if it's also even the chotzer, or even in the house. Therefore, a man should not go out with a sword, not with an arrow, not with a shield, not with a Allah, Ramah, which are spears, not with came out of an iron tachshit, he went out, it's chayv chattis. And not with a Syrian, which is a whole body sheet, like a kasta, which is a metal hat, not like a fine, which is boots of metal. And if he went out, it's potter because they are derech malbush. Should not go out with film because he needs to take him off when he goes to the bathroom. Cut should not go out with a shoe of a gadol because it might fall off and he might come to carry. But he can go out with a big shirt. And he shouldn't go out with one shoe if he doesn't have a wound on his foot because they might make fun of him and he might come to carry. But if he has a wound on his foot, then he can go out with that one, the one that doesn't have a wound. The Rambam Shabbos Perikites Halacha Tezvav says, someone has on his foot a makkah, he can go out with a single shoe with his healthy foot. And if he doesn't have a foot a makkah, he should not go out with a single shoe. A child should not go out with a shoe of a gadol, but he can go out with a shirt of a gadol. And a woman should not go out with a loose shoe, not with a new shoe, that she never went out an hour before Yom. And a kateya cannot go out with his kashla. And kantman shal eitz, we said, was those guys used to wear wooden masks, cannot go out with them shavs, because it's not their chalavish, and if they went out, they're potter. Shulchan Aruch Rechaim Sim Shin Gimel Sifid Gimel says you can't go out with a shoe that's ripped in the top because you might make fun of him and might come to carry it. Not with a new shoe that it's not the right measurement. Unless she already tried going the day before Shabbos, then she saw that's her measurement. A man is mutter because he's not makpronet. Then one says, other mavishin, you don't have to be choshish even by a woman. The Rambam Yuma Chalitza Perek Dal Aruch Yitesh says, if the chalitza with a sandal of wood and it's covered with leather, or the bottom is leather and the strips are of hair, or she did a sandal from the left on top of the right foot, or it wasn't his shoe, or it was a large shoe but he could walk in them, or a cotton that covers most of his foot, or it got cut off the part that covers most of the foot, or it got less, and it's makabal the most of the foot, the chalitza is still kasha. Ebenezer Simchov Samtesiv Chafalov should be usher for a tzura of the regal Yaman's right foot, and should tie up with the right foot, and should be exactly his measurement. Should be too big that he can't walk with it. Should be too small until he can't go cover oaks to the foot, and should not be ripped until he can't go in with them. The Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer Simakov Samtesiv Chavbei says, if the chalitza with a sandal of wood or shasham, which is rubber that is not covered with the leather or with the left foot, or it was a big shoe that you can't walk with it, or small that he can't cover most of his foot, or it's ripped that he can't walk with it, or a sandal doesn't have a back, or a sock, the chalitza is pasul. If it was made of wood and covered with skin with leather, or it's pished and sewn inside, or the chalitza with a shoe of small v'yamin, it's going to be kasha. Says the Rambam Shabbos Perek Yites Halacha Tezayin. Someone has on his foot a makkah. We already did it, so we'll skip it. Arachayin Simon Shin Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel. We already did it, we'll skip it. Shabbos Perek Chavav Halacha Yud Beis says a shoe that's on a form, you gotta take it off a Shabbos, a press of Alabat, and you gotta open it, but you can't press with it. And a laundromat shouldn't touch it because it's Muksmach Sachsar and Kiss. So two strands of wool, you're not metalted because it's Makron them, therefore it was Miyachav Atash, which is Mutter. For use as Mutter. Skins, you're not metalted, whether it's a Rabbis or a woman, because it's not Makron them. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon Shem Ches, if you Dalad, says a new shoe is Mutter to take it off from the form. Even though it's Menachta, this is since it has a Shem Kli on it, it's Mutter to be metalted, it's Erech Lekayimah. The Rambam Kalim Perik Chavdal Alacha He says a minol, a shoe that's on a form, even though he didn't wear it, a person didn't wear it yet, it's a time of Medrash because it has, it's Nigma Malach, it's considered a Kali. Says the Rambam Shabbos Perik Chavdal Alacha Tezayin, a person could take his son that has, that misses him, with a stone in his hand, but not with a coin, because if the coin will fall, the father will take in his hand. A basket has a hole, and he sealed the hole with a stone, because the stone becomes part of the wall. And if the basket is full of fruit and there's a stone amongst the fruit, if the fruits are wet, for instance, grapes and berries, he takes them as is. Because if he'll shake out the fruit, it will become dirty with dirt. And the Makom Hefsa, they weren't good. It says the Ravid, I didn't find this in the Gemara, that even parents that have a Tanafin, the Gemara asks, let him shake it out. And he answers that the stone was a wall for the Kalkala. Even payers that are not matanafim, but if it wasn't, the stone wasn't a wall for the kalkala, even payers that are matanafim, you could shake them off through the kalkala itself till they'll be on top, and they'll shake it outside, and he won't have to metal to the evan, the stone with a basket. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simashin Tessif Alav says, the person can take a son and stone in his hand, and it's not going to for the evan, and dafka if he has gagua, meaning he gets sad and he's not with his father on him, that if he won't take him, he'll become sick. But if he doesn't have gagua now, even when he has gagua now, they won't matter on their stone, but at dinner, if there's a din in his hand, even to hold the child in his hand while he's walking his feet is also, because we're worried he might fall and the father will come to carry it. Some say din us only when he carries the child with a din in his hand. But to hold the child in his hand, even as a din in the other hand, is not a problem. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Yitches, Halacha Yud Zayin says, someone finds a live kid, someone takes out a live kid with a wallet on his neck, he's hired because of the kiss, because the kiss is not tough for the child. But if he took out a godel, even though he's malubish for Caleb and his rings in his hand, it's potter. Everything's a tough with him. If he had Caleb fold, if his clothing was folded on his shoulder, whoever carries him is going to be chayiv. The Rambam, Shabbos Perek Chafei, Alacha Tez Zayin says, we already said it, so we're not going to repeat it. The Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simon Shin Tes Sif Aleph. It's the last halacha, we already said it, so we won't say it again. This is the end of the halachas of Daf, Kuf, Mem, Aleph.